In many cultures, elders are sought out and honored for the wisdom and guidance. This morning, we will hear from four of our women sharing their personal inspirations. Whether it is wisdom or not is for you to choose.
Not all of us are going to make it to 86. But the famous anthropologist Jane Goodall has. And she has a message for our world, which she delivered on April 22nd, on the 50th year anniversary of Earth Day. I would like to read you now an excerpt from that interview given to Jeffrey Brown for PBS. Jeffrey said, "Changing minds and practices hasn't always been easy, but she's gotten results. Goodall campaigned against using chimpanzees and other animals for medical research. She's also been a leading voice against animal trafficking and other abuses. And she sees a disregard for nature and disrespect for animals behind today's global pandemic. This is a virus that jumped from animals to human at the Chinese wet market." And Jane says, "Yes, we are all interconnected. And if we don't get that lesson from this pandemic, then maybe we never will." Well, how does that force a lesson on us? Well, it should force a lesson on us because it's our interactions with animals and the environment, I mean, all of it, that has led to the virus being able to leap over some kind of animal into us, as has happened before. And I just hope when this is over, we're wiser. And I hope that the Chinese ban on wet markets will A, be made permanent, and B, extend to the use of wild animals for medicine, like pangolin scales, bear bile, and so on. Well, what about Africa? I'm extremely worried about Africa, because so many countries, you know, they haven't got well-developed healthcare systems, and people who make their money living day by day by day, like the street vendors and people like that, if they don't ply their trade and they can't, then I don't know what's going to happen to them. There'll be anger, there'll be riots, there will probably be violence. And so some countries are saying, all right, let's carry on with business as usual. And then of course the virus will spread. It's a pretty grim picture. And I don't think anybody really has got a grip on it. Well, where is their hope? I mean, I wonder if you're thinking about your own mortality and what you will leave behind and who will pick up afterwards. Well, I'm being 86. I'm obviously the time I have left is slowly shrinking, which means I have to work ever harder. People go, "You need to slow down." But you know, I have to go quicker. The main message that I have is that every single one of us, every single day, we make some impact on the planet. And we have a choice as to what impact we make. What we buy, what we wear, where did it come from? And if enough of us make ethical choices and start thinking in a new way, then business will have to change because of consumer pressure. And governments will just have to obey the will of the people because enough of us willing it. So each one of us is part of this growing. It's my greatest reason to hope. Thank you, Jane, for those wise and wonderful words. Thank you, Jane. Back to Claudia.
Actually, it's my turn. My name's Dana Ryan. And I have a little story for you today. When I gave birth to my first child 31 years ago, they handed this beautiful little thing to me. That was the moment that I realized that I'd never even seen a newborn infant before. I knew nothing about kids. I had no siblings, had never babysat, and had basically just never spent time with little ones. Thankfully, her father had experience and taught me how to change her diapers, bathe her, and all that practical stuff. Everything else was pretty much just the seat of my pants. When she was 6 months old, we were introduced to gold mining in the rivers and streams of California's gold country. We found a beautiful area called Onion Valley with a nice little stream running through it with some open claims that we were able to claim as ours. When you have claims in national forest, you're able to live on that land, and that was what we did 3 to 4 months of the year for the next 7 years. Little did I know that that was actually what would make the best impact on my daughter. Just the three of us, living rough out in the woods. She decided that we should get mother-daughter tattoos this year, and what she finally decided on was our little 12-foot trailer that we would live in when we were up there. That's when it really sank in that I'd done something right in her childhood. Now she's a mother herself of two, of course, perfect, beautiful children. During this pandemic, she and her husband have been working from home, and the kids have, of course, been there with them. When we Skyped a few weeks ago, the grandkids were showing me a water park that they created in their backyard, and they were so happy. I asked how the schoolwork was going, and they said that really wasn't going much at all. Mom and Dad are both working full-time, and the kids, who are 5.5 and 7, aren't really up to doing the work on their own. I realized that these lovely, happy children were actually living their best lives, and the schoolwork really didn't matter. This is the time that they'll remember as the best time of their life, and if they're all happy and being active, don't add crazy stress to it all. Relax and enjoy each other. So that's really all I want to say. Find something that you love to do, some way to enjoy each other. This is what will make the best memories for you all. Maybe someday you too will get to have a parent-child tattoo or something equivalent to that anyway.
Hi, Claudia Barton here again. Work hard, play hard. I seem to remember in my hard work days of the 80s that was a mantra of some of the guys that I worked with. I'd look at them amused. I already worked hard, played hard. I was a working mother with two small children. I loved being a mom. My children gave me great, great joy. We were a busy family who spent a lot of time together with each other and with our friends. I did a lot of things right raising my kids, but I did some things wrong too. I learned from them as much as they learned from me, and I could only do right what I knew how to do right at the time. So as my children grew, I grew too. And over the years, I tried to remember those lessons that they taught me. You can imagine that my perspective at 61 is different than the one I had at 31 or 41. Pam Brown says, becoming a grandmother is a wonderful moment. One moment you're just a mother. The next you're all wise and prehistoric. Anyway, these days, as I'm creating my new home, I have a great desire to paint the words of wisdom inspired by my children on my walls that express the ways I have chosen to live the next part of my life. I want to paint on my ceiling above my bed, "Today I choose joy," so that when I wake up every morning, I see it and I remind myself that that is one of the things my children taught me. When I walk into in through my front door, I want for me to see and my guests to see a Rumi quote that says, "Beyond ideas of wrongdoing and right doing, there is a field I'll meet you there, reminding me that there are so many right ways to do things, that it's not just one way, and that we should be tolerant and accepting of all the right ways there are to live our lives. And then beside my door, as I exit, I wanted to say, remember that the journey is the goal. That was a lesson I learned when Christopher was just a little toddler, because even though it might take us 2 hours to take our 20-minute walk, we got to learn and experience all the wonder that a toddler sees and all the little things that we would walk right past to never notice. And that was just the most important thing we ever learned as parents. So the journey is the goal, and the destination is but a small dot at the end. So work hard, play hard. Truth be told, I still work hard. Lilia is my baby girl, and I'm her nana. Clearly, she's my new granddaughter. So now some days are work easy and play soft. Other days are work not at all and play a lot. We might need to dig in the dirt for roly-polies or worms, or play with the rocks in the garden, which I'd really like to keep sorted and by type, but they never end up that way because she wants to mix them all together and try to build a castle out of rocks. Or it might be a day for cuddling up on the couch and reading, or it might be time to cuddle up in bed and take a nap. Whatever time it is, there will be time to get all the important stuff done. If it takes Nana 3 months to get the front yard done, or 6 months, it will still get done. And then when we sit out there at 4 months or 7 months, we'll have all those lovely memories and feelings to cuddle up inside our hearts to remember when we sit and enjoy it and look at those trees and those flowers and those plants and hold hands. Blessed be.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Snyder. And I am the mother of 3 grown children, and I'm the grandmother of 4 growing children. Mothering and grandmothering are not privileges that I take for granted. I'm still a little awed by the fact that I've been allowed to do both. This morning, we are reflecting on the wisdom of grandmothers. I read somewhere that parenthood is a second chance to relive your childhood. If this is true, and it has been for me, then grandparenthood may be our second chance to relive our parenthood. Looking back over some of the thoughts I've written over the course of my mothering journey puts this into focus for me. Here are some thoughts I wrote a couple of decades ago when Merlin and I were on the brink of becoming empty nesters, and I realized that my kids had allowed me to grow up with them. I called it For My Children. When I lie in autumn fields underneath the earth I know, who will know how I loved you? When winds above me stir the sweetness of the fallen leaves, who will know the shape of your infant features or the trusting, wondrous gaze you fixed on my face? I could not stop the unfolding story or capture any of the golden days to store in crystal jars to savor from future vantage points. I was swept helplessly, joyously through time. I've built no castles or monuments to commemorate your youthful innocence. What do I leave you to remind you of your beauty? Only places in the caverns of your memory. They tell of days when we fell laughing onto unmade beds that smelled of summer breezes, or seasons when we worked and played in half-built houses and hiked twisting streams in search of colored rocks, only glimpses of how we shared food and music around tables and campfires. You arrived innocently on this earth and began your journey forward with honest and pure hearts. You invited me to come along as your guest. You called me brave, teacher, friend. Never knowing that it was I who was the grateful child. Then after my children had grown and gone and started families of their own, I found that grandparenting also offered some second chances. Here are some reflections I recorded more recently from my current vantage point as a grandma. I'm so glad that the patterns of life, the repeating story of new life, is my teacher, and the lesson is always love. This one is about from 5 years ago. My grandchildren are my teachers, as my children were all those years ago. Perhaps I'm a better student these days than in the years when ego and finances and necessity pressed so hard against the lessons my first children offered to me. Who else can convince me to put down the endless to-do list or to disregard the constant braying of my internal critic, to play a game or paint a picture, or let go of control and accept a wonderful change in plans? What a gift to let the day take us where it will, to let go of the narrative of how things were supposed to turn out and welcome the surprise of how things turned out. I have things to share with them as well as we navigate small disappointments, lessons in sharing, and the gentle reminder to keep our hearts tender, always tender towards each other. The lesson never ends. We don't know how the story turns out. We all move along down the river. We can fight the current or grab a hand and let the flow carry us along together. Thanks for listening, and happy Mother's Day to all the nurturers.